Welcome to Beyond the Book here on 92.1 WGHN with our friends from the Loudoun District Library. And this week I'm talking to Elizabeth Griffin. She is the youth librarian up there at the LDL. And Elizabeth, we were going to kind of talk about things we're doing for kids for the Coast Guard Festival at the LDL. What's going on?
Yeah, so we have a special, we're calling it an escape room in a bag. It's a scavenger hunt that takes you around downtown Grand Haven and the waterfront, learning about Coast Guard history, solving puzzles, unlocking locks, and then bringing you to the final treasure. So something that we've been doing all summer.
When you say unlocking locks, what do you mean by that?
So what I mean is we have a bunch of backpacks at the library. So you use your library card, you check out a backpack, and it is physically locked with different combination locks. The backpack itself and then things within the backpack. And so just like if you've ever done an escape room, you're finding the clues to get those combinations and open it so that you can proceed in the puzzle.
Oh, wow. That's kind of trippy.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
So you got to put the effort in.
It is definitely a quest. It takes you 2 miles in total.
Uh-huh.
So people are walking it. It is drivable as long as you can find parking, or a lot of people are doing it on their bikes.
Yeah.
You can split it up over multiple days. The bags check out for 3 days.
So okay, all right.
Some people split it up. Some people go all in.
And so then the goal is to solve all these puzzles and open the bag and find out what's in the bag.
As you open up the bag, you get more clues that lead you to the next stage in the puzzle, and then eventually it will lead you to the final treasure. The treasure is not in the bag, however.
So it gives you that little feeling of satisfaction, like you've done something, like you're getting there, and then you've got another one you've got to go get.
Yes, exactly. And it leads you from destination to destination around town.
Elizabeth, what's been the feedback on this so far?
People have been really excited about it.
Now, is this for kids, or have we had some grown-ups try it too?
We have definitely had teams of only grown-ups, lots of families. We intended it as a family program, but there's no reason that grown-ups couldn't do it on a date night or anything like that. So we've had, I want to say we've had close to 200 people complete it.
Wow.
So, and there we have a long holds list, too. We're moving through it pretty quick because we do have 8 of the bags.
Okay. So now, when you say escape room in a bag, because with the opposite, with the escape room, you're just trying to get out. But with the bag, you're just trying to solve the mystery. But it is kind of like it's the same principle. It's just a little different.
Yes. Yep. Same concept. So you're solving puzzles to get the combinations. And then eventually that's leading you to the end of the scavenger hunt. So kind of escape room meets scavenger hunt.
Okay.
Combination.
Where did we get the idea for this?
So we have been doing escape rooms at the library for last year or two, and they've been really, really popular programs for us. And those have been more traditional escape rooms where we have it set up in one of our program rooms. People book a time, they come in and solve it. And we just started thinking about other things we could do with that same concept because it's been so popular. And then we got excited thinking about the 100-year anniversary of the Coast Guard Festival, and we kind of wanted to tie that all together.
Okay. We're talking about adults using these things, but, you know, you're the youth librarian. Yeah. What's, like, the beginning age who could probably do this and enjoy it?
You definitely need an adult with you, right? Because it's taking you around town, you're crossing streets, you're going down by the water, that kind of thing. But we've definitely had people to bring their 4 and 5-year-olds along. Mm-hmm. You'll need some adult brain power to solve some of the puzzles, but as long as they can travel the distance of the 2 miles.
And then how long did it take for whoever designed the bag and the whole shebang to do that? Because to me, that would almost be harder than doing it, because you've got to kind of lay it out and you've got to make sure it works before it goes out the door.
Yeah. So I designed it. I've done our escape rooms too. And it's a process. I started thinking about it quite a few months ago, kind of gradually putting it together. And then we had a lot of staff members go out and test it and give us feedback too.
Okay. All right. And now if people get stuck and they need help, can they ask for help?
Yes. So there's an online component to it. And there's on each puzzle, there's a spot where you can click for a hint if you need it. And then also anytime the library is open, we have our phone number listed there and you can give us a call over at the youth desk and we'll help you out.
All right. This almost makes up for getting rid of the card catalog. I did. This is some really cool stuff. Our friend Elizabeth Griffin, the youth librarian from the Loudoun District Library, is here. And we're talking about Escape Room in a Bag, which has a Coast Guard Festival theme, has a Coast Guard theme, I should say, because we are in the Coast Guard Festival week here. Elizabeth, if people want to learn more about what's going on over there at the LDL, where's the best place to go?
Yeah, you can stop into the library. Any of our desks, we're happy to help you. Otherwise, our website, loudoutlibrary.org, has all the information, too.
She is Elizabeth Griffin, the youth librarian at Loudoun District Library. I'm Jesse Bruce, and this has been Beyond the Book, 92.1 WGHN.